In 2013, the movie Long Walk to Freedom came out, starring Idris Elba as the legendary Nelson Mandela. The movie was based on Mandela's autobiography with the same name, and it detailed his life, imprisonment, and his struggles to bring down the apartheid government of South Africa. The most interesting part of Mandela's story that many people don't know is that he was actually a militant revolutionary before he went to jail in 1964.
50 years we have been talking non-violence.
Not anymore.
But after his conviction, everything changed.
The sentence will be life imprisonment.
You are on the island. You will die here.
Mandela spent the next 27 years of his life in prison. During this time, he went through a long process of transformation that led him to disavow violence and choose a path of reconciliation when everyone else around him wanted an escalation of violence after his release, including his own wife.
There will be no revenge.
The people are angry.
We are all angry.
There is only one way forward, and that is peace.
This profound inner shift allowed him to peacefully negotiate the end of apartheid, win a Nobel Peace Prize, and ultimately led to his election in 1994, becoming the first black president of South Africa.
I have walked a long walk to freedom.
Nelson Mandela's epic story of triumph and profound inner transformation may seem totally different from what many of us are facing in our lives right now, but there's something that may be the same for most of us. At some point in your life, you too can go through a profound shift where your old self and old identity dies and a new version of you is born. While this is happening, you may have no idea who you are anymore or what you're becoming next, and you may feel completely lost and confused about your whole life. This video will give you a spiritual understanding of what the loss of your old self looks like, why it happens, and what you can do to keep your faith and feel more at peace during these profound transitions in your life. So, what is this feeling of not knowing who you are? I remember when this happened to me in 2014. I was doing chores in my house and I walked by a mirror, catching a glimpse of myself from the side. I remember stopping, turning around, and going up to the mirror to look at myself closely. I stood there and felt this overwhelming feeling that I didn't recognize the reflection I was looking at. I had been looking at the same face for decades in the mirror, but suddenly I didn't recognize it anymore. That little moment was life-changing to me, and it happens to all of us in one way or another throughout the course of our lives. It's when you lose your old identity or sense of self. But what exactly does this mean? How do you lose yourself? It happens in three major steps. In step one, the soul triggers what's known as an emergence event. And to understand how this works, you need to have a picture of what your soul looks like. Your soul is a very big energy that lives in your body, but also part of it exists outside of it, seeing everything from a bigger perspective and a higher state of consciousness than what your human self can see. In certain periods of your life that are impossible for the human self to predict, your soul turns on a switch that I like to call an emergence event. When your soul turns that switch on, it starts a domino sequence of events that ultimately leads to you completely losing your old human identity. Once that switch is flipped, your soul zaps your human body with a high-frequency energy, and a series of mental and spiritual changes happen that redefine who you are as a person. That leads us to step two, ego death. The ego is the part of your mind that builds a sense of self, or I. Anytime you say I, it's your ego that's talking. It's the little voice in your head that helps you understand the world and your place in it. It builds your entire personality and the identity of you, separate and unique from the rest of the world. From a neuroscience perspective, the ego doesn't really exist in one physical location in the brain, but rather it's a set of neural networks that exist in various parts of the brain and work together to give you a sense of identity, especially in this prefrontal cortex, that's the front of your brain. That's the area of the brain that's responsible for complex decision-making, moderating social behavior, and a lot of your personality traits. So the ego exists in the brain in the form of networks of neurons or brain cells that come together to communicate with each other and send information through them like complex networks of wires. When the soul zaps the brain with high-frequency energy, the old neural networks that made up your sense of identity disintegrate, leading your ego to undergo a process that spiritual teachers call ego death, meaning that your whole sense of self dissolves. That's why I didn't recognize myself in the mirror that day back in 2014. All the neurons that connected to build my old self had disintegrated, so I was left in this no man's land of not knowing who I was anymore. But that's not the end of it. There's one more spiritual step that happens, and that's when your solar plexus empties. Here's your solar plexus, or third chakra. This is an energy center located at the top of your stomach, and it's responsible for your sense of personal power, will, sovereignty, and sense of self. Another fascinating characteristic of your solar plexus is that it's a major center of action. It helps you decide what's best for you, feel confidence in that decision, and then act to make that decision real in the world. This subtle energy center is also where your ego is first born. This chakra develops a lot during your adolescence, and that's when you really start developing your own identity. So the solar plexus and the brain work together to form your complex construct of self known as the ego. When your soul triggers an emergence event, it zaps high-frequency energy into your brain and also the solar plexus. When the high-frequency energy enters the solar plexus, it forces the chakra to open up and spill out all its contents, becoming empty energetically. So it's this combination of the ego neural networks disintegrating and the solar plexus emptying out that leads to a loss of identity. This is how you end up not knowing who you are anymore. And since this feeling can be very uncomfortable when you're going through it, I put together a free guide with my top 20 morning routines that help keep my energy grounded, clear, and at peace. When you use spiritual morning routines, they can really help you get through tough periods in your life, such as moments when you lose your identity. To download this free guide and start using the powerful practices tomorrow morning in your routine, click on the link below to get started. Now that you know what's happening on a mental and spiritual level when you lose your identity, here's the good news. The loss of identity is temporary. Your soul doesn't trigger an emergence event so you spend the rest of your life without a sense of self. It does it so you can let go of a past version of yourself and open up to a new, bigger version of yourself. So it's actually really exciting when you're in a phase of not knowing who you are. It means your soul, mind, and body are preparing you for a more expanded version of yourself. But being in that space between the loss of your old identity and the emergence of a new one can be really challenging. So let's get into the 6 uncomfortable symptoms that come with a loss of identity and how to deal with them. The first one is insecurity. It's a really vulnerable place to be in when you lose your old identity. You can feel so unsure of yourself because the old you doesn't really exist anymore. So who are you in the interim period? Your solar plexus is empty and has less energy. Your mind can feel like a confusing mess of thoughts. And all this can lead to insecurity and confusion. You can question your decisions, take a long time to decide something, and even struggle with making simple choices like, what shirt am I going to wear today? Because maybe you used to like a specific shirt and now suddenly you hate it. Insecurity and confusion is common when our solar plexus chakra is weak or empty because we don't have the strong energy of action inside that solar plexus to propel us forward. The second symptom is fear. When you lose your identity and are becoming someone new, you can encounter so much fear as you build up your new self. The fear is mostly coming from insecurity you feel around making decisions and what course of action to take next in your life. When you're insecure and unsure of yourself, there's so much fear also. And that fear isn't just coming from your mind. When your solar plexus empties out and you lose your sense of self, your energy system or aura can contract temporarily, becoming smaller. And that leads to this vicious cycle of having a smaller contracted energy leading to fear, and then fear leading to a smaller contracted energy. And you can get into this vicious cycle of fear contracting your energy and the contraction in energy causing more fear. Once your solar plexus starts filling up again, the fears will slowly disappear. But while you're in the no man's land of not knowing who you are, it could be difficult to navigate fear. The third symptom of a loss of identity is feeling insane. When you lose your old self and are in the in-between time before your new identity comes in, it can feel like you're crazy. And that feeling can be amplified by the people around you, making you feel worse. When we lose our identities, the people around us may judge and not understand what's happening, often pressuring us to return to the people we used to be. It's so common for family and friends to say things like, "I miss the old you," or "I don't recognize you anymore." Other times, they can tell us to go see a psychiatrist because we're not acting like we used to. And these judgments can make us question our sanity even more. The fourth symptom is confronting death. What's really happening is that we usually come face to face with a symbolic death when we lose our identity. When your ego falls apart and your solar plexus empties out, this can feel like a death to you. This is, of course, a symbolic death. You're not actually dying, but your human self can feel like it when these major parts of you are falling apart. This process of symbolic death is described in the wonderful book, The Stormy Search for the Self, by the pioneers of transpersonal psychology, Stan and Christina Grof. They write, "It is often a part of a powerful death-rebirth cycle in which what is actually dying is old ways of being that are inhibiting an individual's growth. From this point of view, everyone dies in some form many times during the course of a lifetime. In many traditions, the notion of dying before dying is essential to spiritual advancement." So I want you to remember that this symbolic feeling of death is very important in the spiritual process, but it is most certainly by no means a call to harm yourself physically. Unfortunately, some people get confused when they're going through this loss of identity, and they can mistakenly assume that the feelings of symbolic death are a call to harm themselves, and this is a tragedy to me. But since you're watching this video, you now know the difference. You know what a symbolic death is, so you can stay at peace. If those feelings come up within you, you know the difference now, and you know that it's a symbolic death and it's not a call to harm. The fifth symptom of a loss of identity is that you can be easily influenced. As soon as your solar plexus empties out and your ego starts falling apart, you can become pretty easy to influence because you're temporarily not sure of yourself. So if you have a friend who's highly opinionated or a boss who's a narcissist, it can be really hard to keep your energy from being influenced by them. And get this, the people around you may sense this energetic weakness in you, and they may try to project their opinions of your life onto you even more. So in these circumstances, when you're going through this phase, your new best friend should be the word no. No is a complete sentence. This is especially important in these phases where you're in no man's land, because even if you do feel energetically weak, you can still say no so that you're not receiving these projections from the outside world, especially if you don't resonate with them. The last symptom is nostalgia. Nostalgia is quite common when you lose your identity because as your ego falls apart, it desperately tries to grasp for control. One classic way it does this is by telling you that your old self was better and your old life was safer, and that you would be better off just going back to who you were instead of going through all these feelings and challenges you have right now. Many people fall into this trap of the dying ego and send me messages like, "I wish I could go back in time when my life was easier." So if you're having these thoughts right now, know that it's your sneaky little ego that's causing trouble as it's falling apart, and you don't have to believe what it says because it's not true. This new version of you that's emerging, it's a more expansive version of you. So you're going to feel more whole. You're going to feel happier, more joy, because a bigger part of you is coming through. So why would you not want to become that bigger version of you? Okay, now that you know all about a loss of identity and what it means to not know who you are, here are two powerful tips to help you get through this temporary no man's land before your new and more expansive identity is born. Tip number one is no resistance. Do not resist the death of your ego or the emptying out of your solar plexus. Let your ego slowly die. And don't resist anything you're feeling either, because the emotions are really important as they're coming up. So maybe you're feeling grief because your old self is dying and it feels like a death to you. Or maybe you're feeling confused because you have no idea what to do with your life, or you have no idea who you are. Maybe you're even angry because you're thinking that the universe has abandoned you. All of these things, allow them to be present, but don't get clingy or attached to anything. And do not resist the death or the emptying out of their solar plexus, because these are very, very necessary steps. Whatever it is you're feeling or thinking, don't fight or resist it. Just use one of my favorite mantras that my spirit guides gave me when I was going through a loss of identity. Observe without judgment. Just let all the feelings and thoughts circulate in your body. Observe them and become aware of what you're thinking and feeling, but don't grasp at any feeling or thought. The second tip is to hermit, then act. One of the most powerful ways to get through a loss of identity is to hermit, which means to withdraw from the outside world. Spiritual people have been doing this for thousands of years, and it's wonderful because you can go into your own bubble during this transition phase where no one interferes, and you can get to know the new you without any outside interference. Going back to the movie The Long Walk to Freedom, this is how Nelson Mandela's shift in identity occurred. He spent almost 27 years in prison, forcibly removed from society, and some of those years were spent in solitary confinement because the prison guards were constantly trying to punish him or humiliate him. So he was confined very, very frequently, and that time that he had allowed him to shed his old self and become a newer, more expansive version of who he was meant to be. Thankfully, most of us don't go into hermit mode by force. I did this in the beginning of my spiritual awakening too. I hermited for 4 years and lived in solitude and silence. But for the majority of people, leaving society like I did is not reasonable or possible. But that doesn't mean you can't hermit. You can withdraw in small bursts. Here's what this can look like. Maybe you block a weekend and spend that time in nature by yourself. Or maybe you decide to do a road trip for the day exploring alone. Or maybe you block a couple of hours at home by yourself so you can meditate and journal. No matter how busy you are, try to schedule moments in your calendar for alone time. And that can span weeks, days, hours, or even minutes. The more time you can spend alone, the easier the transition from your old self to the new self. And try not to procrastinate or make excuses for this little task, because alone time is absolutely essential for you to be able to shift from your old identity to the new one. Speaking of procrastination, if you're a procrastinator, you'll want to watch this video next, where I share the spiritual reason why people procrastinate and how to overcome this behavior easily.